Through God's plan, got connected to New Hope through a number of people on staff here. So I am from Pennsylvania, but my family and I just moved from a place called Lake Forest, Illinois.
So tell us about your family. We have the lovely picture
this
on the screen.
This is my family. If you want the live version, they're actually currently in the corner over there. So that's my awesome wife, Megan. The curly-headed little girl that some of you would be able to see is Baylin. And then our six-month-old is Sage. And Baylin will be 3 in September. So she's 3 going on like 20. So if you talk to her, she may like love you and adore you. And she may just look at you and say, no, and walk away. I apologize if that's the case.
You have a 3-nager.
They're
delightful.
Good.
Okay, so what is your perfect day?
Oh, perfect day. I would say a morning golfing trip with some close friends. Maybe some fishing in the evening and afternoon just chilling. I love to hang out, like be outside. Though outside in the suburbs here right now is a little rough. I have mosquito bites on my throat.
They're products for that.
Yes, but I love to just hang out, be outside, be active. So that could take a lot of different forms. At some point, there would need to be quality time with my family thrown in there. Mm-hmm. Sage is not quite the golfer that we had hoped she'd be at this point.
There's still time. Okay. I was going to ask what your like top 2 or 3 hobbies are, but would it be safe to assume that golfing and fishing are in there?
Yes.
Not?
Golfing is a hobby, and it clearly is a hobby when I'm playing golf. I'm not very good, but I really enjoy it. I love to fish. I grew up in Pennsylvania. Pretty much everybody around me hunted and fished, and so that was kind of like how I was born and raised. There's not a whole lot of that in Chicago, so that was, you know, I'm coming back to that now.
There's a whole lot of that here.
I'm excited about this, and I, believe it or not, never ice fished, so if any of you are into ice fishing and you would like to teach me that, hit me up.
I think that's a cry for help, guys.
Cry. Tears.
What do you see as your strengths?
You already asked me this question once.
No, I didn't.
Oh, not today, just before.
As far as being in student ministry.
Oh, I was going to say bicep curls.
Then never mind. Just do it, whatever you want to answer.
Strength in student ministries. I love just to hang out with students and leaders, but students are my preference. Just kidding. But I love leaders, too. I love to be relational. I love to be goofy, which is part of my love of middle schoolers. Like, I kind of think you're weird if you're not weird, because I'm weird. And I say weird things, and I'll just kind of stop and realize what I just said and scratch my head, like, did that really just come out of my mouth? And so those are things, believe it or not, like those things aren't things you share in an interview when you're trying to get hired at a church, but these are strengths that super help you connect with students and with leaders and just kind of make it more of a natural conversational time. So even during lesson times when it's like goofy and laid back, tend to be more interactive, tend to learn more. I think those are the initial thoughts. But I love to teach and have a passion for that, and seeing growth in students and leaders and just people around me. It's a desire that I have to see everybody around me know Jesus or know Jesus at a deeper level.
So being that you are now our middle school pastor, do you have an embarrassing moment as a middle schooler that you'd like to share with us that would be age appropriate? Otherwise, we have staff day tomorrow.
Yeah. As a middle schooler, there's one moment that really sticks out because it was like traumatic. I was in 7th grade, is in Miss Quigley's room. It was a social studies / history class. And the girl that I had a crush on sat like diagonal from me, and there was a guy that I was friends with that sat in front of me, but we had like that friendship where like you didn't really hang out, you just kind of picked on each other a little bit, but you got along well. And I had just gotten my braces off and I had a retainer and I was playing with my retainer and I was like sucking air through it and stuff, and it made the most realistic fart sound you would ever hear, and it was loud. And my friend in front of me turns around and just like, dude, did you fart? And the girl that I like is right there. I'm like, no. And no matter how much I denied it, it just, you know, so that one was etched in my memory. There's many other ones. I've survived that moment. Megan grew up many states away, never probably even heard that story until now. So, you know, it's all right. She's already married to me. So.
Sorry, farting stories are always funny. Do you have an embarrassing moment since you've been in ministry?
Oh, yeah. A number of them. Nothing like super as embarrassing as, you know, farting or fake farting in front of your crush. But so there is a guy that started in our middle school ministry at the church I was at last school year. And he walked in and he had this big smile on his face. And I go up and I start talking to him. And he just stared at me, like didn't say a word, wouldn't talk to me. And he just walked away. I'm like, okay, maybe he doesn't want to talk to me. I don't know. And so we're all playing games. He's participating. I say something to him again. He just stares at me. Turns out I was calling him by the wrong name. So that was embarrassing. So those things, like, that's why, like, as I've met you guys, I'm like, if I ask you two or three times what your name is, please do not be insulted. Because, like, I'll remember your face. I will know you. I actually probably will remember the fact that, like, you have pets or where you go to school. But for whatever reason, and I'm trying very hard to break myself of this, I don't remember names. And it's really embarrassing, especially when your job is to be relational and friendly with people. Like, so, yeah, those are embarrassing things.
That won't change with age. Mm. It just doesn't improve, guys, because half of you I know and love you are, hey.
Hey. What's up, bro?
I love all of you. Okay, so why student ministries?
Why student ministries? That's a great question. I love student ministries because of the age and my own life experience. I grew up in an EFCA church. I grew up, my dad was chairman of the elder board or on the elder board at different points most of my life. We were like that family that was the first to church before the first service and the last to leave after the second service. And like, it just didn't really click. I didn't really connect with my youth pastor. We didn't have this awesome thing called small groups. And so that led to like a disconnect between what I knew and what was in my heart and what actually changed my behavior or didn't impact my behavior at that point. And so a lot of my passion for ministry happens around the impact that adults can have, or not even adults, just people older than you can have on students. A lot of that comes out in middle school where you guys are hitting a point where like, you've probably caught yourself doing this where like you kind of question what your parents say, and like your parents tell you to do something, you're like, why? Or, hey, we believe this because the Bible says it, why? Right? But your students are very interested in like getting an answer, and it's helpful when it's not the parent telling them the answer. And so to be the guy that I wish that I had in my life to say, you know, you are awesome. God made you. You are created by God in his image for a purpose, and the things that you're like, I don't really like this about myself, God made you that way for a reason. He wants to use that for his glory. And if I get to do for a job, if my job is to like hang out with you and help you guys realize that and teach you more about walking with him, like I get to do what I love every day. Like it's a joy to get out of bed, right? So does that answer your question? Sometimes I like to talk in circles and I don't really know what I say.
Kind of. Mm. No, I think it answered it really, really well. And I'm so excited. It's been so great. He started this week, first week. I tried very hard not to frighten him with my extrovertiness. Yes. And
but
he's
she kept
here.
Coming in my office like, hi, I don't want to scare you. What are you talking about?
I was just prepping him because it can get scarier. Everybody was gone at check and everyone was gone at camp and everyone was gone for a lot of July and August. And I died a little. Anyway, I'm so glad he's here. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to open it up for the next 5-10 minutes. If you have any questions for him, you need to stand up and be loud, because I'm not getting up from this chair in front of anybody at this point to hand off a microphone. Stand up and be loud. If you have a question, raise your hand and ask John a question. Grill the new guy. Go ahead.
Oh. Ooh.
Time.
Yeah, that's like, there's a lot. I grew up in the 90s, so like, not to like tell you my age, but I don't know, this might be weird to say, but I think 10 Things I Hate About You is like,
oh, that's a good one.
Up there. I don't know why. It's always been more of like a chick flicky, like in my guy brain, but for some reason I really enjoy it.
Heath Ledger.
Yep. He's dreamy. Was dreamy.
Was.
Too soon. Sorry.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am? I am 30. Yes. But 20, we'll stick with 25. So.
We're grilling the new guy.
Will I be in the 7th grade small group boys? That's a great question. One in which I will be addressing this week, sitting in my office, figuring out small groups. Though you can place bribes outside of my office door.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
What type of chocolates? What type of candy?
I'm a peanut butter and chocolate guy. I love Reese's peanut butter cups.
But
I've been told because there's chocolate in that some people don't view chocolate as candy, which... it's weird. I grew up like 3 miles from Hershey, Pennsylvania. My dad worked for Hershey most of my life. So like, you know, the chocolate company, he would come home from work with candy bars. And if we were good, we got a candy bar. Yes. So yeah, chocolate has always been candy.
Yeah.
But in that, I developed an answer to the question when somebody's like, chocolate's not candy. Skittles. I love Skittles. Like peanut butter cups and Skittles. Not together. That's weird. But we could try it.
Okay, so... that's how he takes payment. Any other questions?
Man, that's a long answer.
Because
all of my life I've been a dog person. But we have a cat. All right, so time out. We have a female cat named Maximus. Okay, so she goes by Maxie. She doesn't answer to anything you call her, though, because she's a cat. But we had dogs all of my life. And so I've always been a dog person. I still, at heart, am a dog person. But when I was in, I think it was my sophomore year of college, my mom went to my dad. So I have 3 sisters and a brother. And my sisters all wanted a cat. And I'm the oldest in the family. So I'm off at college. I'm not part of the conversation. They're all there. And my mom says, Mark, that's my dad's name, Mark, what would it take for us to get a cat? And my dad's answer was, God would have to deliver it to our doorstep. Well, 2 weeks later, a mother cat had a litter of 6 kittens at our doorstep, abandoned 2 of them, we bottle raised them, and we have the last remaining cat living in our house. So, I am a dog person, but I love my cat. Is that fair? Okay. That was a really long answer, I'm sorry.
Davis.
I'm going to go with Moose Tracks because it has peanut butter cups in it. Moose Tracks, it's like vanilla ice cream, like caramely goodness, and then little mini peanut butter cups. It's a treat.
Yep. Mm. We do have some. Oh, Josh.
Packers or Vikings?
Trying to avoid this question.
Steelers. Duh.
Okay, Amanda.
Pie or cake? What kind of pie? Any pie or any cake?
Yes, that's my answer. Huh?
Yes. No, I would generally, if I'm out, I would order pie, but I would never turn down a slice of cake.
Okay. Are these questions like either or kind of questions, or are we like?
Yeah, I'll answer short, I promise.
You answer short?
Yeah,
okay.
Answer short.
Tucker.
Nope.
Paul.
Are you related to Jimmy Kimmel?
He's my uncle. No, he's not. I have no relation to him. But when I was in college, I tried to convince everybody that I met that he was my uncle.
Andrew.
I would dance. There's an awesome place where we used to live called Donati's. It's a local place. Amazing.
He's from Chicago, guys. It's really
yeah.
Not
where I came from, there were like blood drawing debates over a place called Giordano's and a place called Luminati's. It's amazing.
Sorry,
it's not my job to call on people.
All right, just a couple more.
Caribou, every day of the week.
But would you ever deny a Starbucks that was put in your hand?
Oh, no, I love coffee. I'm this weird guy that will drink black coffee all day long. So I'm good with Starbucks, I'm good with Caribou, I'm good with gas station black coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I love coffee. It's weird.
I see one more hand back there.
Michigan Wolverines.
All right. On that note, it's a delightful note to end on, but yes. Guys, are we excited that he's here? Yeah. So I want to plug one more time. Get to know John this week at the Coffee House, Tuesday 1 to 4, yes. Thursday 10 to 1. And
hang on, before you guys go.
He's going to pray for us, too.
I want to pray for you guys. One, I want to thank you guys for the awesome welcome. And this was really cool to get a day that was kind of about me. But going forward, I don't want it to be about me, all right? So let me pray over you guys and for your week, and I hope I see you at Coffee House. Father God, thank you that we can gather together freely to hear your word proclaimed, to hang out, have community and fellowship to sharpen one another. God, I pray that as we go out from here, we would seek to apply your word, to apply your commands, to seek to be more and more like you, that we would draw those around us to you, that we would love as you have loved us. And God, go before us, we pray, and that we also pray that in all things we do, we would seek to honor and glorify you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
hey, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.